you looked at me, you probably would not think she looks like a typical heroin addict, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't look, you know, sweater set, smile, skirt, doesn't usually ring heroin. So that's just to show that, you know, I mean, it can happen to anybody. And I think these days, I mean, we're seeing so many different types of people getting hooked on drugs that you never think that they would get hooked on. For me, it started out with getting hooked on pain pills. And I had some left over that were in the cabinet. I mean, this was years and years ago. I was actually in high school. And I had heard about it from some of my friends, and I decided to try it, and I did, and I loved the way that it made me feel. And from that moment on, I was, like, bound and determined to find that same feeling. You know, I thought, this is how I'm supposed to feel for the rest of my life, and I cannot believe that I've just now discovered it. It was like all of a sudden I felt normal, you know, all of a sudden I felt like, I can breathe, you know, like I can converse with people and I can be happy, and this is the best I've ever felt. And so, and a lot of people don't have that response to opiates, but, you know, I did. And so for me, what happened, it progressed, you know, years and years later into heroin addiction. And I used to cry when I was a little girl and I'd have to go to the doctor and get a shot or even my finger pricked. I hated that. And so it was such an ironic switch to, like, go from that to actually using a needle, you know, to inject into myself. But fortunately, I got help and I got recovery, and, you know, and I had a lot of support from my family and friends. And, you know, it's been a long journey for me, but I've had a lot of support, and I've had a lot of people that have, you know, walked with me and carried me through that, so to speak. I've done a lot of hard work on myself too, but, you know, not a lot of people make it out of that particular, because it's a pretty hardcore thing when you get to using, you know, injectable drugs, or IV is what they call them. But I just wanted to share that story with y'all a little bit because, you know, there's been a lot in the paper lately about heroin. I don't know if y'all have seen a lot of those articles. We've had a lot of recent heroin deaths. And, you know, it's become a lot more mainstream than you would expect. And so whenever I shared my story, I went to one of the schools and shared my story. It was Carver, I believe. And like, they couldn't believe that I had been a heroin addict. They looked at me and they were like, no way. But that just goes to show that, you know, I'm an example of somebody who tried it and loved. I didn't try heroin. I tried the, you know, the painkillers, but it's the same type of substance. And so I loved that substance and loved the way it made me feel. And I didn't expect to become a drug addict, you know. I mean, I didn't have parents that were drug addicts. I didn't have sisters that were drug addicts. Nobody that I knew was, like, a drug addict. I maybe knew some alcoholics, but that was, you know, family members that were way older than me. So it wasn't the norm. But I just wanted to share that with y'all because I did experiment, and, like, I'm the worst-case scenario when you experiment with something. And, like, the reason they say don't try it is because, you know, you can get hooked on it. Sometimes it doesn't happen instantly. But in my case, like, I just love the way it made me feel. And so I was bound and determined to chase that feeling. And so it got to the point where the painkillers were too hard to find. And so when somebody offered me the IV needle and heroin, I was like, sure. You know, without even thinking about it. And so I had been one of those people who never thought I would do certain things. And so that's an example of how, like, you can think, and I hope this doesn't happen for any of y'all, and I'm so grateful y'all are doing these prevention classes and prevention, you know, chapter organizations, because we had Dare when I was growing up, but that was quite different than this. It was very different, actually. But it's important just to recognize that, like, when you do, you take away the choice from yourself once you put something like that into your body, because you don't know how your body is going to react. Like, my body reacted in a way that it just adored it. And it was, you know, I have to find more. So that's just a cautionary tale to tell you that, like, you know, if a friend offers you something, and y'all seem like y'all are hanging out with the right kind of people that aren't doing, you know, bad things, but, you know, it can happen where you can get hooked on something and then you'll end up doing things you never thought you would do, like harder drugs, for instance. In my case, you know, I never would have thought I would have done heroin. Nobody that I grew up with did heroin. I mean, that just wasn't something that happened in my school. But, you know, and that didn't happen until I was, you know, probably a decade or more later, actually. But that was a long, you know, that was many, many years of drug use and wasted time, and that I could have been putting towards, you know, building a life for myself. So I'm one of the lucky ones, though. I got out of it, and that's not because I'm any better. That's just by grace. I really think that's just, you know, the grace of God for me. But I just wanted to kind of share that story with y'all, because there's been a lot of talk in the news lately, and you might think to yourself, well, I would never try heroin, but just to let you know that I never would have thought I would have tried heroin either, you know, and I ended up trying it.